Okay, thank you. My name is Erin Heaton. I'm from Shenango County, and I'm here today to make sure that Governor Cuomo knows we're here for this reason. And I think we're being loud enough for him to know. Shenango County is kind of one of the breadbaskets of the state. My sign today says New York needs farmers, not frackers. It's been proven out of Pennsylvania that with fracking is contamination of land, soil, air, water, and farming diminishes. So New York State stands to lose a great deal and really come out worse for it. Not only will our agricultural areas be ruined, but the health of the people. And I can't see how New Yorkers, and especially Governor Cuomo, doesn't see that as a really, incredible just devastation and expense down the road. All of New York will pay for his mistakes should he make them. And I'm hoping he will still turn himself back.
Yeah, I read a statistic recently that I think New York is possibly third in the country with organic farming.
Yes.
That's a lot of business.
Organic farming's on the rise. Shenango County in particular is considered kind of the yogurt area. Cuomo held his yogurt summit this summer. We have Chobani in the town where I'm from, of New Berlin. Chobani yogurt is the number one selling Greek yogurt in the United States right now. It's taking off. It's in everybody's refrigerator, probably everyone in that room right now. And if they knew that Cuomo was risking the water, the dairy in that area, I'm sure they'd be quite concerned. So, I mean, if you even look at just getting people in their stomach, how could you not say no to fracking? So yogurt and increasingly hops production is up in the area. There is a lot that could really boost up the southern tier that Cuomo is ignoring. And the pressure on him must be incredible from the industry, but I don't understand the pressure on him from landowners in that area, because there's so much pressure on the other side, and in fact none of them are going to vote for him anyway. So it points to industry only. And if he thinks it's going to help him run for president, he is sorely mistaken. We are never going away.
Right. Can you just let, for listeners who don't know, aren't familiar with Shenango County,
where it is?
That's, I believe that's one of the places slated for possible drilling.
Yes, it's part of the five counties considered the southern tier. Four of them are right along the Pennsylvania border: Tioga, Steuben, Chemung, and Broome. Shenango starts to dip into the state. It nestles right up against Otsego County. So if you think about Cooperstown and Otsego Lake there, it's the headwaters of the Susquehanna River. There are so many people dependent on that river and that whole area, both for its watershed and for its agricultural production. It's insane. But what he's doing by hooking into Shenango is he's coming right into the very center of the state, in the very center of the shale, and there will be no stopping it once it starts if he really gets in. So I think it was a very deliberate move to say, oh, we're not just on the outskirts, we're going for it. And what I don't think he realizes is how many people from Shenango are here today. It was quite heartening. I walked in and saw them everywhere. We've more than multiplied. We're like quadrupling unbelievably. So there's more every day. And people are saying no. He's going to have a hard time getting past us.
Or have you heard of people being approached with leases in your area?
It happened probably 5 years ago. It had been happening for a number of years before we even heard about it. So largely they're signed. What's happening is they're starting to expire, and people are becoming aware of what they really signed. Fracking was never mentioned, and it's not the old-fashioned just straw in the ground that they've been led to believe. So increasingly people are trying to get out of these very bad leases. They've had a change of heart with information. With an honest assessment of what's coming, they're realizing this is not what I thought it was. So as they're expiring, people are trying to get out of them. There's a group called Fleeced.
Fleeced. Yeah.
So when, in fact, we're having a workshop in March. So when...
And that helps people
break the lease.
Get more educated about their lease and how to get out of it.
Right. When they expire, you have to take legal steps to truly expire them, or the gas company can come back. So there's been a lot. Another big concern is compulsory integration. A landowner who is against drilling can be forced into a pool. It's called forced pooling in Pennsylvania, and here we call it compulsory integration. It's a very bad New York State law that needs to be, you know, demolished immediately.
Corporate eminent domain.
Well, that's what it is. And that really is shocking and surprising people. If someone thought they could stay on the edge of this and not be on one side or the other, compulsory integration really blows that apart, because everybody is at risk.
Yeah, that seems like the real groundbreaking, ground zero topic that really crosses any kind of political boundaries. That affects everyone.
It certainly will. I mean, even if you weren't compulsory integrated, your neighbor or someone nearby having drilling, that crosses lines too. That contamination's traveling through the air, the water. It's right down the road, right on the road. It's dumped in your streams. It's everywhere. But compulsory integration certainly is a very bad law that I would like to see taken away.
Yeah. Great. Well, thank you very much,
Thank Aaron. You. Good seeing you again.
Good to see you.